USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott wants you to help pay for the border wall. He appeared on a podcast called Ruthless and says there will be a website to solicit donations.
For everybody in the United States, or in really everybody in the entire world, who wants to help Texas build a border wall, there will be a place on there where they can contribute.
And he promised there would be transparency, Abbott saying the state-built border wall would give Texas a strategic advantage to fight the slow flow of illegal immigration. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling changes to voting laws in many Republican-led states a direct assault on democracy. Schumer, without proof, also accusing Republicans of crafting laws aimed at hurting minority voters. Schumer saying the Senate must approve a sweeping election reform bill that came over from the House. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarute, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try sonsoflibertycbd.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, sonsoflibertycbd.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
A decrease in the level of water coming from the Colorado River is a cause for concern in the western United States and Mexico. The Bureau of Reclamation says 2 years of drought have reduced the water flowing into Lake Mead and Lake Powell. That's a problem since the river provides more than 40 million people in Colorado, Arizona, California, Nevada, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming. Millions of gallons of water from the river are also promised to Mexico as part of a treaty signed in 1944. Confidence is dropping among U.S. home builders despite a red-hot real estate market. The National Association of Home Builders saying its monthly index is down 2 points to 81. The lumber shortage seems to be the cause as prices are up and it's difficult to find softwood lumber to build with. TV host, model, and wife of singer John Legend, Christy Teigen, has posted a lengthy apology on social media after a recent cyberbullying scandal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As President Biden continues his first overseas trip, he's keeping his eye on the coronavirus pandemic.
The United States has passed another grim milestone in the pandemic, with 600,000 Americans having died of the virus. Deaths have still fallen off dramatically since a peak in January. The seven-day rolling average has fallen nearly 90% since the winter high. Speaking from Brussels, President Biden urged Americans who haven't yet gotten vaccinated to go get their shot.
I know that black hole that seems to consume you, that fills up your chest when you lose someone's close to you that you adored. That's why I continue to say to America, if you have not been vaccinated, get vaccinated. Get vaccinated as soon as possible. We have plenty vaccinations. We have more work to do to beat this virus.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill requiring teachers in K through first 12 period classes to provide between 1 and 2 minutes of silence, which will allow students to pray if they want. The Republican governor explaining that many of the founding fathers who helped create the country's system of government wouldn't agree with the notion that you can't just push God out of every institution and be successful. The bill also bans teachers from making suggestions as to the nature of any reflection that a student may engage in during the moment of silence. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.